think the whole world, from seeing what happened at Meenbo a couple of weeks ago, where the images went viral of full-grown trees sliding down the side of a hill. And obviously this had had a huge ecological impact on the environment in the area. And there's an ongoing investigation happening, a multi-agency investigation between the two councils, the Locks Agency, the EPA and others. And since then, we've obviously had letters issuing to residents in the area about further plans for wind farm development in the area. Concerningly, over the weekend, images were shared with me that appeared to show works continuing at the site despite assurances being given by the developer to all the statutory authorities that no work would be carried out until the investigations were ceased. And I think this brings into sharp focus, I think, the need to update the Donegal County Development Plan, because, look, 2 years ago, this council ceded to a judicial review by a developer and voted not to fight the developer's challenge to our development plan. And I'm saying now, look, we need to vary that development plan again so that local residents and everybody in the county can have assurances and surety and know that we won't be allowing wind farms such as this to be developed in areas where they're simply not suitable and where residents in the area don't want them.
And you also called as well on the council to serve a notice on the developer to cease works immediately.
I think it's imperative that assurances that were given 2 weeks ago that there would be no work carried out at the site until the full investigation was carried out and until we know for sure what caused the bog slide and that no further bog slides would occur at the site. I think until those investigations are complete, then there should absolutely be no works carried out at that site. The only works that were to be carried out were to be mitigation works to ensure that there would be no further slippage. And I think we as elected members on Donegal County Council immediately need to receive a confirmation that there's no work being carried out. And I think as part of that, we need to see this council serving an enforcement order on that developer to ensure this work is stopped.